You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Participating Exxon or mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See plenty.com/partners for details.
Beachcombers in Florida made a curious discovery Tuesday. Thousands of cans and bricks of coffee washed ashore, all for the taking. Tammy Rose reports.
Along the Florida coast, bright yellow cans of coffee that likely were on their way to Puerto Rico are finding their way ashore.
You find a lot of odd things, toothbrushes and an iron one time, a Bible one time, so you never know what you're going to find, but this is pretty unusual to see all the same thing.
Over the weekend, the Coast Guard says a 340-foot barge lost 25 shipping containers overboard. Coast Guard helicopters escorted the barge to Palm Beach. It was on its way to Puerto Rico and lost the containers. I'm Tammy Rose.
Major League Baseball is issuing new safety net guidelines for teens. MLB recommends clubs have protective netting between the dugouts for any field-level seats within 70 feet of home plate. Baseball is looking to increase safety at stadiums around the league after a series of fan injuries last season from foul balls and broken bats. MLB says it's trying to strike a balance between safety and the fan experience of sitting close to the dugouts and home plate. Heavy rain is bringing more flooding to parts of the Pacific Northwest today. The National Weather Service says a series of storms will dump more rain on the region, with snow developing at higher elevations in the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Flood watches and warnings are in effect for many areas, along with high wind advisories. Winter storm watches and warnings are posted for the Sierra Nevada range in California and parts of the Intermountain West. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Elodie Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Bells will be ringing, the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. Wish me greetings once again.
Yes, this song is going out to my baby, he's going to be home for Christmas. But I have to tell you a little story. This is Talented People. Welcome to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:06 on December 9th already. I want you to know that you were listening to one of the tracks, just a small teaser. I hope you're going to stay with us through the show, of a band called Human Nature that actually is doing a performance down at the Borgata in Atlantic City. And my husband had his birthday on the 4th of December. And I'm going to tell you this great story because it is the best story. And it also will bring you into the holiday mood. So we went down there and we went out for dinner and then we went to the show. And this band, there's like four guys and this amazing, gorgeous woman in this gorgeous, like, you know, shiny suit and dress. And she's like Marilyn Monroe. And they were doing their Christmas holiday Motown performance. And my husband, who's in Germany right now, so that's why I'm saying this is out to him. I know he's listening. I miss you, baby. Anyway, he was smiling like ear to ear in the second center row. And the band invited him up on stage. And when he got up on stage, we thought it was going to be just a happy birthday, kind of cute little thing. But it was like 5 minutes of my husband singing Christmas medleys with the band. And they like doo-wop, doo-wop to start him. And then he sang every song on key with every word. Who knows? Who is this guy? He stole the show with the band. The band themselves, they're Australian. They are the most awesome. It's kind of like Jersey Boy kind of band. But I just wanted to tell you that it was like standing ovation, and I'm not joking, in the audience. If anybody out there has any video of it, it was Friday, December 4th, 9 o'clock show at the Borgata, and photographs, please let me know. Because at the end, literally, he had a fan following, which this is talented people, and I'm Jeannie Murphy, by the way, talking about my husband's birthday party in Atlantic City last week on December 4th at the you know, the hotel down at the Borgata in Atlantic City. But anyway, it was like, I can't describe to you how great that show was and how precious it was to see someone have such a great birthday. So I just want to tell my husband, because again, you people out there with birthdays in December usually lose a little bit of the holiday spirit on your birthday because it's all about Christmas. But I just wanted to pass that along. Happy birthday to all those December people, and especially continuing on to my husband. So I'm going to give you the weather forecast real quick, and then we're going to get back to the rest of one of those quick songs. And then we've got a special guest for you, and we're all about Santa Choice award-winning products today. So again, it is about 3:08 already on December 9th. Today, slight chance of showers after 8 p.m. if you're in the central New Jersey area. Mostly cloudy with a low about 40. Partly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 57. And then mostly cloudy on Thursday night with a low of 40. Friday, partly sunny all day with a high of 59. And then partly cloudy with a low of 40. Saturday, partly sunny again with a high of 61 and a low of 45. Mostly cloudy all day on Sunday. So I'm going to go to a real quick break, and then we're going to be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People again. I want to thank you guys all for listening out there. I hope you're going to enjoy our shows today. We have an hour, about 45 minutes or so left of the first show, which is about Santa Choice Award winning products. And we have a special author on the show today calling in, and her name is Dee Dee Jensen, and she has a whole series of books. She's going to tell us all about that. We're going to talk about Santa Choice Awards. And again, I just want to remind you that my husband was just had his birthday, and he's listening in from Germany today, so I'm kind of playing it up a little bit. So bear with me, because it's about 6 hours ahead of our time, and I'm just, you know, kind of joking around. So anyway, Dee Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
But I think I ought to start out by saying Dee Dee is my name, but I actually have a bigger, longer name, which is what you're going to find me on the internet as, and that's Dorothea Jensen, D-O-R-O-T-H-E-A. Not many of us The only Dorothys I've ever met were like 90 years old, and they're all gone now. So.
Aw, that's a wonderful name. And I love your variation to it, Dorothea. And it is true. I'm actually looking at the Amazon page right now for her Santa Choice award-winning product, Frizzy the Sad, S-A-D, and she's going to tell us about that elf. But if you look her up, it is Dorothea with a D-O-R-O-T-H-E-A, Jensen.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Dorothea, tell us about yourself. Let's hear about you.
Well, first of all, I should tell you that when I was born, my name was actually Dorothea Johnson. I only changed the vowels when I got married. So my real name is Dorothea Johnson Jensen, but I don't use that because it sounds so silly. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts. My dad was a family doctor, and my mom was a cellist. And when I was about four, we moved to a little town in Illinois called Chillicothe, where everybody made fun of the funny way I talked, because, of course, I talked like somebody from Boston. So that's where I grew up, was Chillicothe, Illinois, and then I went to Carleton College in Minnesota and got a bachelor's degree in English literature, and I taught English for a while, and then I went to Brazil in the Peace Corps, and then afterwards I got a master's degree in education at the University of New Mexico. I've lived everywhere in the United States, I think. Massachusetts, Illinois, Minnesota, California, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire, as well as Holland and Brazil. So I've got three grown kids and six grandsons, no granddaughters, and I've been married to the same guy for almost 50 years.
5-0?
Which I cannot believe.
That's just awesome. Congratulations. I think I'm getting a text from my husband here. I think that Bon Jovi's wife's name may be the same as yours as well.
Which it is. It's true.
Isn't that funny? Oh, that's so great.
Dorothea, I think we're the only ones under the age of 90.
What a privilege. Yeah. It sounds like it's great. But, you know, to be a grandmother of six boys, what's that like?
Well, it means I never get to go to the fun parts of the store with the bows and the skirts and the cute stuff. It's mostly, I buy a lot of clothes for my grandkids, and it's mostly, you know, t-shirts and jeans. But I adore them, and they're great, great fun. And I put them in my books.
Yes. Okay. So tell us, let's start from the beginning. Okay. So you told us about your family, a little bit about yourself, which is amazing that you've lived in so many states and done so much, and your education. It's amazing. Tell us what made you become a writer, an author?
Well, I think it was mostly because as a kid, I was a really voracious reader. I just read all the time. And that was not easy because my mother, as I said, was a musician, and all five of us kids took music lessons on one or two or even three instruments. So it meant it was really noisy around our house. So I did a lot of reading in the closet on sort of a nest of pillows, because that would be the only quiet place. And then I was very young for my age. I was four when I started kindergarten, and I was sort of backwards socially, so I compensated by turning into the class clown. I love making people laugh, and this was actually very good training for a writer also. Making people laugh by what I say or what I write is just hugely satisfying. Then when I was in
it's not only satisfying for you, it's satisifying for the readers.
That's the fun part.
Yes, especially like, you know, you write in poetry, rhyming verses. So wait, you got to hold on for a second. We're going to go to our quick break. It's always that fast.
Okay.
We're going to go to the break. You're listening to Dorothea Jensen. She's the author of a number of award-winning titles, but we're going to talk to her more about them in just a moment. Be back with Talented People in just a second.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. good day and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award-winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
Well, good.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks again for listening in. We really, really appreciate it. It's 3:20 on December 9th already. We have a guest on the line. Actually, her name is Dorothea Jensen, and she's a Santa Choice Award-winning product author. She's got a couple books, and she's telling us all about them. I just want to let you know, from the 4 to 5 o'clock hour today, we have Laura Petrick, who is known for her New York Times amazing professional photography, and she's going to talk about, you know, don't forget yourself this holiday season. And if you want to get your professional photos redone, she's got some tips on do's and don'ts when someone is photographing you. And she also has a couple events coming up where if you want to get your professional photos done, you can just let her know. So, Dorothea, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Thanks again for waiting through the break.
Oh, no problem.
All right. So now we want to really get into more about your rhyming and the way that you write to entertain and the books that you have. So tell us about the rhyming first. I know it's fulfilling to you to make others smile, and that's what your
yes.
work does. Okay, so tell us about that. How hard is it?
It actually is not hard at all for me. I don't know why. I usually start out by writing an outline of what I think the story should be, and then I just start thinking about words that would work in that story, and one thing leads to another. I thought maybe I might read just a bit of rhyme just so you can have some idea what we're talking about. Is that okay?
That is totally perfect. Let's hear.
Okay.
Let's hear.
Well, as you know, I write about eight elves whose names all end in Izzy. And that's because I started writing first about an elf named Tizzy, and I just kind of went from there. And I also found that many words I could make up that had Izzy in them had sort of meanings that worked for the elves and their jobs. So in the first book, Tizzy is explaining to the two little boys where he has been stranded in their living room all about the rest of the Izzy elves, and this is what he says. There's Whizzy, who rushes around, always scurries. He probably packed me in one of his flurries. Now, Fizzy and Dizzy, they both specialize in holiday treats and in toys that surprise. Hand buzzers and squirt guns and magical rings, jacks in the boxes and those sorts of things. Then Dizzy, of course, is SC's right-hand man. He bosses the others whenever he can. Quizzy makes puzzles and games quite a trick. She turns them out cleverly. My, she is quick. Our Frizzy's the resident expert up there at cutting and curling the Christmas doll's hair. While Blizzy's the last, she's my favorite lass. She fashions the snowflakes that swirl under glass.
Oh, my goodness. Dorothea, you know, I got to say something for those out there, because this is radio. This is Talented People Radio. And for all those out there listening, like me just now, first of all, your rhyming is so engaging. And it's almost disarming. Like, I think of like an adult wants to go take a jacuzzi or a spa, just sit back and relax. And when I think about the kids and Christmas and having, you know, you and your grandchildren, and then knowing that your books won Santa Choice Awards without even knowing you, it's such an accomplishment to have someone else be able to read your poetry in the rhyming nature, have the rhymes hit and work. And then again, just now, what you just read, it just took me away, like that Calgon, take me away. You just picture it. It's so cute. And just, it's such a story. It's got so much meaning to it. So keep telling us more. I love the way you got the elf names, and I, you know, yeah, what I mean? Oh, and the rhyme.
Well, sometimes people want to know why I write about elves in the first place. And as I said on our little television interview a few months ago, this all comes from when I was 5 or 6 and my dad, who was a home family doctor, went out for a home call. And when he came back, he decided to turn on the tree lights to surprise us 5 kids when we came downstairs. And he knocked over the whole tree on top of himself. And there was this big, loud crash. And I heard it. I was 5 or whatever upstairs. I heard it. And I thought, oh, Santa has been trapped in our living room. This is the chance of a lifetime. And my big brother Paul would not let me go down the stairs. And ever since then, I've always had a thing about elves, and of course Santa is a large elf, elves and Santas and so forth trapped in a child's living room. So the first story I wrote was about Tizzy, and that's what happened to him. And one of the things I really, really like is when I read these things to kids, is I can see them kind of bumping along with the rhythm. They really love that rhythm, and then waiting for the rhyme, and they big smiles on their faces when the rhymes happen, and that is just so satisfying. I can't even explain it.
Well, you can tell in your voice.
But I also do other writing, too. I write historical fiction for young kids, for middle graders and young adults, and one of the first book I did like that is called The Riddle of Pencroft Farm, and it's actually read in schools all over the United States, and I've gotten many, many, many letters from kids who really love it. And that's fun too. I don't often see kids face to face on Riddle, but I also found that writing historical fiction sort of uses a totally different part of my brain than writing rhyming fantastical poetry. And I discovered last year when I actually wrote my newest historical novel for kids, which is called A Bus from Lafayette, and it's coming out in April. I wrote that at the same time that I wrote Frizzy the SAD elf. And I found that if I'd get stuck on one story, I'd go and work on the other one. And it was just such a different kind of work that it would sort of unstick my brain, and then I could go back and work on the first one again. And in fact, I'm planning to write my next elf book. It's going to be called Busy the Know-It-All Elf. And I'm planning to start writing that in January, and I'm also at the same time planning to write my next historical novel for kids that's set in 17th century Puritan New England. So that's going to be an interesting combination, too.
That sounds like it. Well, hold on one second. I just want to let you know, you sound a little hollow on our recorder over here. So you're sounding a little hollow. Maybe you're standing a little back from your phone. But we're going to our first break, or second break right now in the news and weather. So in the meantime, just, you know, maybe if you're just hold it a little closer, we'll be right back. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. That's Dorothea Jensen talking about her award-winning series of holiday books.
USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are hard at work trying to pass a budget bill. White House spokesman Josh Earnest is again warning Republicans to avoid inserting riders to a budget bill that would keep the government open.
They were counting on their ability to either pass a budget along strictly party lines or to get Democrats to go along with ideological poison pills, even in the face of a government shutdown.
Earnest said that strategy has not worked out well for Republicans in years past. The government runs out of money at week's end without congressional action and a signature from President Obama. An Illinois man is facing decades in prison after pleading guilty to plotting an ISIS-inspired attack at a military installation. Jonas Edmonds was planning to attack an armory in Joliet, about 35 miles outside of Chicago. He was charged with providing material support to a foreign terrorist group and making false statements to law enforcement. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
This report is brought to you by Pfizer. If symptoms of a health issue slow you down, you're not alone. Your employer feels it too. According to a recent report by the Institute for Health and Productivity Management and Pfizer, Inc., a survey of 35 employers revealed that conditions like allergies, low back pain, and heartburn cost employers millions each year. One corporation reported $3.25 million lost annually in worker productivity because of these ailments. Other studies confirm that health issues result in significant costs to businesses, as impacted workers are often absent and less productive. However, help can come through access to over-the-counter medicines or OTCs. Studies estimate that every $1 spent on OTCs save the U.S. healthcare system $6 to $7 by reducing physician visits and medical expenses. Broad access to OTCs for the self-care of common ailments can help people find faster symptom relief, produce cost savings, and prevent lost productivity. Learn more about OTCs as a resource for self-care and wellness at ihpm.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. It's 3:29 already on December 9th. Hope you're enjoying the holiday season. We certainly am, or are. Okay, so basically the weather forecast again, updating you if you happen to be in the Central Jersey area. This afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high about 52, slight chance of showers after 8 p.m. tonight. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 57, and then mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low about 40. Partly sunny all day, about 59 is the high on Friday, and then partly cloudy with a low about 40 degrees, and Saturday sunny all day with a high of 61, a low of 45, mostly cloudy with a high of 62, and on Sunday night, mostly chance of showers with a low about 47. So we're actually doing kind of well on the weather temperatures. That's good. And we also have great oil pricing. So it's looking like a jolly Christmas for me, at least. I just want to remind everybody at 4 o'clock, Talented People is going to continue through the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. And we have Laura Petrick in studio. She's going to talk about professional photo, having your photo done and having it done professionally, and how it will just change so many things for you. It can increase your salary. There's all kinds of do's and don'ts about having your photographs taken. Should you smile? Should you not? So basically, stay with us for that segment. And then we're happy to bring you back down to the Santa world on Talented People with our guest, Santa Choice Award winner, Dorothea Jensen, talking about her book series and one in particular that won the Santa Choice Award. So you were just going to tell us, Dorothea, about your award-winning title and about what SAD meant for Frizzy.
Yes.
So tell us all about it.
Well, when our oldest son was in college, he had, we believe, seasonal affect disorder, which the only thing that made us say that is that every winter term, his grades would go down. So apparently it was depression. So that's how I became aware of the actual disorder, seasonal affect disorder. And so I had already talked about Frizzy in previous books about how depressed she got every Christmas, because what she does for her job is she cuts and curls the Christmas doll's hair, and she loves all of these dolls. And when Santa takes them away to deliver them, she gets very, very depressed. So I decided that what she has is actually seasonal affection distress, because it happens every single year, and it happens because she really loves and misses her dollies. So that's where the SAD came from.
I think it's so precious, adorable. I could just picture it. I love it for the kids who are listening to the rhyming story. That is so entertaining. But it's a really profound type of a book in a way, because you think about what you're talking about. A lot of people, there's a high percentage, actually, of people who have a little depression during the holiday season. And then when you think about, just if you were an elf and you were decorating these dolls and you just fell in love with them, and then and then they were gone, even to the happy families. It's just sweet. So go ahead and tell us more about the book.
Well, I decided that I would make her proactive.
Oh, that's great.
She just is not going to put up with it anymore. She doesn't want to be depressed year after year, so she changes her job to something that actually is not usually considered to be girl toys. And of course, the main reason that she does that is because she figures she won't really miss them. But it turns out that it's not quite what she expects. But I've been asked, why do I have her make toys that are really aimed at boys? And I guess I should tell you that the same brother that wouldn't let me go downstairs to see the Santa trapped in our living room, who was only a year older than I mostly played with him when I was a little kid, until I had three little sisters come along. But apparently, according to my mother, I used to wheel toy guns around in my doll carriage instead of a doll.
That's terrifying.
And two old ladies would ooh and ah and come up and say, "Oh, can we see your baby?" And then they'd peek underneath the blanket, and there would be a six shooter. So,
Oh boy.
I think I've always had kind of a thing about gender-specific toys.
Well,
I never really played with dolls myself very much. And when I was a young mother, I was sort of taken aback with how, I guess you could say, relentlessly gender-specific all the toys were. They were either for boys or they were for girls. So I decided that I would have Frizzy break the mold and do her own thing.
That's so funny. And, I love it, because people out there who have not read the award-winning book, which is so sweet, and you can get it on Amazon. There's a whole series of books, though, just so you know. But this one we're talking about is Frizzy, F-R-I-Z-Z-Y, The Sad S-A-D Elf, Santa's Izzy Elves Number 4 book by Dorothea Jensen. You can look it up on Amazon. And it is funny, because, like, I'm thinking about, like, you'll shoot your eye out and the traditional stuff when you're talking about your brother and the whole thing that's going on. And I laugh, because when you're reading the book, And you actually think about this elf creating these dolls and then doing their hair and then wanting a changing of position with Santa, and then he has a new opening, and then it is a journey, because the way she goes into her next, and that's entertaining for adults though too,
that's the fun part. One of the things that I enjoy the most about these elf books that I've written is that I hear a lot from adults that I think they get stuck reading the same old books over and over and over again. And when they read my elf books, they are just as entertained, or sometimes even more so, than the kids. And
right.
I've also had quite a few fathers tell me, you know, I love reading your books to my kids, which to me means spell success with a capital S.
So cute. So, honestly, so tell us a little bit more about, like, where what else do you have in mind? What's next on your list?
Well, I have four more elves to cover and two more grandsons.
Oh.
I had four grandsons when I started doing this, and I put my daughter's two older boys, Owen and Alex, into the Tizzy book. The gist of that book is that Tizzy is wrapped by mistake inside a bookcase and a present full of books and shipped to their house. And he tells them that Santa's sleigh is actually powered by the imaginations of children, and could they possibly use their imaginations to send him back to the pole? And they do. So they're in the first book. The second book, Blizzy the Worrywart Elf, is just really about, takes place all at the North Pole, and it's Blizzy, who is Tizzy's girlfriend, worrying because he's missing. And, of course, the whole time we know where he is because he's at Owen and Alex's house. The third book, Dizzy the Stowaway Elf, is about Tizzy's best friend, who gets very jealous because all year long he's been hearing Tizzy talk about his adventures with Owen and Alex, and he's jealous. So he decides he wants to have adventures too. So he decides he's going to stow away on Santa's sleigh. And he ends up at the home of two more of my grandsons, Stuart and Drake, who end up having a joyride in his sleigh, in Santa's sleigh, among other things. So I covered those four grandsons, and then what happened is my daughter had twin boys very unexpectedly. So she tried for a girl and got twin boys, so now she has four sons, and she's just finishing a PhD in special education. So she's very busy. So these twins are named Miles and Henry, and they are going to be in the next book I write, which is Busy the Know-It-All Elf. And I haven't written it yet, but I know what's going to happen. They go on vacation. The elves are desperate to go on vacation. So Santa decides that they need to go to some place like a Santa land or something where they can blend.
Oh, my
and nobody
goodness.
Will know who they are. And in fact, at one point, some little kid comes up to Santa and says, "Boy, you really don't look at all like Santa. You know, really failed. You really failed at your Santa costume." So Miles and Henry, of course, are going to be the kids who figure it all out and recognize the Izzy elves, and so they solve the mystery of who these people are. So that's the next one. Then I'm going to do one about Quizzy, and I think I'll call it Quizzy the Brainiac Elf. She's the one who makes puzzles and games. And then Fizzies and Wizzies, and I really have no idea what I'm going to do for their stories yet. And I don't think I'll have any more grandsons to work in, so that's a good thing. It makes it simpler.
It might give you a little time to catch up there. So wait, hold on a second. We have to go to our break. It's so cute to talk to you, and I swear, you are like an elf. You've got a lot going on up there, and it's nice to know what you're going to leave as like such a legacy of fun stuff for your family to always have and for the rest of us all as well. So hold on just a second.
I really love being in the stories.
Oh, I bet.
They'll talk. In fact, I just did a video blog with Stuart, and I interviewed him about how he felt about the book, what the book was about and stuff. It's on my YouTube channel.
Oh, great. Well, hold on for a second. Let's go to our quick break, and when we get back, we'll hear a little bit more about your audio as well, because it is so much fun to follow along, and it's nice to know that there's such a family story behind the whole thing. So just wait a second. We'll be right back. Townspeople.
Carols are playing, mistletoe is hanging all around, presents are waiting, even if the snow starts falling down, it don't feel like Christmas.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive under